For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, a home and home with the Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth this weekend. Joined by junior forward out of Espoo, Finland, Jiri Väisänen. Jiri, week one, regardless of who you're playing or what the results are, there's some good and there's some bad. What were some of the good that you guys did take out of last weekend?
Well, I think some of the good is that we didn't play our best and still got the result that we did. We went to overtime against Wisconsin, and we were able to beat Army with not our best game. So I think that's a good sign for sure.
What were some of the bad?
I just think that we didn't play Beaver hockey. We weren't physical enough. We didn't play fast, and we just weren't competitive enough.
I've heard from several casual fans. They're like, how in the heck does the goalie make 57 saves and you guys had a chance to win it literally 20 seconds before that in overtime? That's this game. Is that the fun part of the game for you as a player, or is that the part that gets frustrating?
Well, I mean, I don't think you ever want to give up that many shots. It's pretty exciting, and it's frustrating too when you play well. You put up a lot of shots and you still don't win. So, I mean, that's what can happen in the sport.
You've been here now long enough. There's enough young guys on this team this year. How much have the older guys kind of been the coach on the ice during practice and telling the young guys what to expect on this drill and why to do it the way that it is supposed to be done?
Yeah, I think the older guys have been great. We got a really good leadership group. But I think all the young guys that came in, I mean, they're really good players, good people, so they know what's going on. They don't need too much coaching from us.
It's an odd makeup of a roster. Got seven guys in every single class. So Tom joked, he goes, I don't know if we're a young team or if we're an old team. What's that dynamic like in the locker room?
I think it's a perfect balance, honestly. You don't really realize it, that there's guys that are so much older and so much younger. I think we all get along so well.
On to Minnesota Duluth, team that you guys play almost every year now, consistently. You've played them a couple of times. Is there anything that sticks out about this series and this rivalry and how much the fans get going for these games?
Yeah, I think every game we played against them, it's been a tight game. So that's what's really unique about it. And they play really hard. We also got to play really hard if we want to have a chance to win.
This early in the season, coaching staffs never have enough time to get everything installed that they want. Power play, penalty kill, extra attacker stuff, that comes with time. You guys have faced some of that stuff already. Just the instinctual part of it, what have you noticed about the guys?
Well, I think special teams are definitely huge, and I think you're right. We haven't really – it's not really dialed in yet. We gave up a few penalty kill goals. But that comes with time. It takes time to figure out the units and get the tactics down.
Guys were also missing a couple of guys this past weekend. Shuffles everything up. Some people may say week one, that isn't such a big deal, but you guys have been practicing with all these guys, and all of a sudden you play and you're down five guys. It does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does for sure. I mean, we were missing a lot of depth last weekend, but I don't think that's an excuse. We got – all of our guys are really good players, so that definitely shouldn't hurt us as much as it did.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.